The time is 8 hours. The main news bulletin is up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Ponze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning, the news at 8, the headlines. Dr. Houston Chiputa criticizes police over disruption of Gary Nkombo's campaign. RDAZ says Zambia not fully prepared for Ebola outbreak. And in global news, oil prices rise after Iran fires missiles at Israel. To present the main news at 8, my name is Christine Ngusha. Political analyst Dr. Houston Chiputa says police disruption of independent aspiring parliamentary candidate Gary Nkombo's campaign launch in Mazabuka yesterday could damage the public image of the UPND government. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chiputa says the actions of the police during the launch of Mr. Nkombo's campaign for the Mazabuka Central parliamentary seat, which he is contesting as an independent candidate, risks alienating citizens and creating the perception that the political playing field is not level. He argues that while police may believe they are acting within the law, such conduct does not advance the interests of the government or strengthen democratic principles. Dr. Chiputa says some law enforcement actions appear intended to protect the ruling party, but are instead counterproductive and harmful to its public image. He has since called on the police to provide equal protection and treatment to all political players, regardless of political affiliation, in line with democratic principles and good governance.
The police are literally killing the UPND because they are distancing the Zambians from the ruling party. It looks nice that they have dispersed Israelis, but at the end of the day, it doesn't work well for the ruling party in terms of upholding the tenets of democratic governance. My honest opinion is it is not good for the ruling party. It is good for the opposition. For now, it looks like the ruling party is being done a favor by the police, but they are actually not doing them a favor. Campaign period is open. They should just provide protection for those that are campaigning, whether they are in opposition or they are ruling party. Because if you choose a democracy, you must fulfill the requirements of a democratic governance.
Police in Mazabuka district of Southern Province yesterday dispersed Mr. Nkombo's supporters with tear gas, disrupting the launch of his election campaign at Ndeke grounds. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, says the country is not yet fully prepared to effectively respond to a potential Ebola outbreak. RDAZ President Dr. Shiwe has called on government to intensify preparedness measures and public awareness campaigns similar to those implemented during the COVID-19 pandemic to strengthen the country's capacity to respond to any possible cases. Dr. Chiwe has acknowledged that government, through the Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, has already put in place several preventive measures, including surveillance systems designed to monitor and detect possible Ebola cases. He said ZNPHI has also been conducting training and awareness programs for health workers, particularly in border areas, to ensure suspected cases are identified, isolated, and managed promptly. However, Dr. Chiwe has maintained that more work is needed to improve the country's overall readiness and reduce the risk of an outbreak. His remarks come amid growing concern over the Ebola situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where more than 300 confirmed cases have been recorded raising fears of cross-border transmission to neighboring countries, including Zambia.
I think in terms of mass preparedness for the country, are we ready to have Ebola in the country? Definitely we are not. Because this is not something that we've faced before. I think if it was to happen, like the way we saw with COVID, where we saw a lot of lives being lost, and then we start now working from behind, being reactive as opposed to being proactive. In that right now, everyone is quiet. Oh, of course, very few workshops are being done to try to improve on the information and consolidation of Ebola, and the monitoring techniques are there, so that if we see these cases, then we amplify on the preparedness. I think that has been the stance in terms of the country. But what we need to do for being proactive, first of all, borders are supposed to be manned.
National Democratic Congress NCD President Savoy Imbuyile has accused the UPND administration of being oppressive and intolerant of dissenting views, alleging that state institutions are being used to target government critics and opposition leaders. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Imbuyile claimed that the current administration has fostered a culture of selective justice where ruling party members are allegedly protected from prosecution while opposition figures face arrest, court proceedings and intimidation. She says political persecution has become increasingly common, with many disputes ending up in police cells and courts instead of being resolved through dialogue and discretion. Ms. Imbuyile has called on the party that will form the next government to uphold the rule of law, promote fairness and ensure equal treatment of all citizens regardless of political affiliation.
Right now, there's so much persecution of the opposition. There are a lot of things which are going wrong, which people in the ruling party are doing, but we don't even see them come close to a police cell or even court. So a lot of things are happening, but the silence, including corruption, you know, so the selective justice. And also, even for the opposition that do wrong things, it doesn't mean that every time somebody does something wrong, it has to end up at the police or in court. Sometimes you can just use your discretion to ensure that certain things don't even go far. But this is the kind of government which is very, very vindictive.
However, UPND Deputy Spokesperson Elvis Nkandu has dismissed Ms. Imbuyile's claims, saying the administration is not oppressive, but is committed to upholding the rule of law.
We're looking at it. It will be very difficult for our colleagues to change. Because if you had seen what happened in Osaka, it's not the UPND that was aggressive. It's the perpetrators of violence. They were here and enclosed. And I don't know if it's Tonse or whoever the opposition had to charge on them. They were just having a meeting, and I don't know where they came from to go and attack them. So how do we now come in as UPND? UPND has never been a violent part. The fact that we had also experienced some violence within, and that was just within, though even within should never be tolerated as well. But I think we didn't escalate it to a level where we start attacking those that are opposing us.
The Zambia Renewable Energy Association, ZARENA, has called on government to introduce stronger incentives to support the growth of the country's solar and renewable energy sector, including measures that would boost the implementation of net metering. ZARENA Executive Director Dr. Chilala Bowa says such incentives could include tax exemptions, duty waivers on renewable energy equipment, and affordable financing options to reduce the high upfront cost of solar installations. She has also urged the power utility firm ZESCO to accelerate the deployment of smart metering infrastructure, saying advanced meters are critical for improving energy accounting, enhancing transparency, and supporting the integration of distributed power generation into the national grid. Dr. Bowa says the government should also integrate net metering into long-term energy planning, stating that distributed generation can reduce pressure on centralized power stations, minimize transmission losses, improve energy security, and attract private sector investment into the power sector. Speaking to Phoenix News, Dr. Bowa has called for a more streamlined and predictable interconnection process, saying investors require clear guidelines on application procedures, approval timelines, technical requirements, and billing arrangements.
We're looking at this Zambia electricity supply, empowering consumers to participate directly into power generation. And that's what makes me dream about. As a country, we seek to